Well-Trained Mind Press presents Heroes, Horses, and Harvest Moves, a cornucopia of best-loved poems, Volume 1. Selected and performed by Jim Weiss.
Well-Trained Mind Press presents Jim Weiss's recording of Heroes, Horses, and Harvest Moons, a cornucopia of best-loved poems, Volume 1, performed and compiled by Jim Weiss. Preface. The word poetry comes from a very old Greek word that means to move. Reading or listening to poetry is supposed to move us, to change us, to introduce new ways of seeing things. Sometimes the subjects are people or things from places and times different from our own. Poems such as these can show us what we have in common with those other people and their ways of living. Other poems are all about things we find around ourselves every day, and which we're so used to that we pay hardly any attention to them. A good poet will have us noticing what we ignored before. A great poet will do that while also touching our emotions, so that we never again look at that everyday object in the same old way. All the poems in this collection do that. In choosing which ones to read to you, I decided to read only poems written in the English language, and generally using words that we might use ourselves in conversation. You'll hear also a little bit about each poet. You'll hear from men and women who lived and wrote in England, Scotland, Ireland, India, and the United States. I hope this will lead you to find more poems from these and other authors, and perhaps to trying your own hand at writing poetry. Either way, I hope you have fun. Nursery rhymes and poems attributed to Mother Goose. Actually, we're not sure who made these poems up, but they were handed down for hundreds of years until they reached the form in which you and I now know them. So here's a handful, a bouquet, if you will, of favorite nursery rhymes. Little Jack Horner. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Wee Willie Winkie. Wee Willie Winkie ran through the town, upstairs and downstairs, in his nightgown, rapping at the window, crying at the lock, "Are the children in their beds? For now it's 8 o'clock." There was a crooked man. There was a crooked man, and he went a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence against a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a crooked little house. Three men in a tub.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Three men in a tub. And who do you think were there? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and all had come from the fair.
Old King Cole.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. Every fiddler he had a fiddle, tweediddle, tweediddle, tweedee. Oh, there's none so rare as can compare with King Cole and his fiddlers three.
Hey diddle diddle, hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon.
The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon.
Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?